Google was really burned in their view by Twitter. And it's not clear who burnt who or whatever happened in the end of it, but Google wired the entire real-time search service to Twitter's data in an unprecedented way to rely on a third party. And I can remember going, and I still have a t-shirt from it or whatever, going out to the event that they did where they launched Google real-time search, and it was at the San Jose Computer Museum. And, you know, it was like a big, huge thing. And then to literally have that fire hose plug pulled, they had to close a product. Google had to shut down an entire product that they had built around Twitter's information. And, you know, there's a lot of bad blood with that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, we're never going to do it again. So the fact that they actually decided to partner again with Twitter, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, so maybe that'll be the start of something bigger. Maybe the whole CEO stuff will, you know, change it around and make it something more receptive to it. I don't know.
I wonder if this redesign of Google Trends ties in, because this is all about real-time trends, which is, of course, in a way what Twitter's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly can be mined for that.
Yeah, in fact, they're putting data sets on GitHub, which I think is very geeky and very cool if you're a data scientist.
The difficulty with trends is like, who goes there? Like, if you're a journalist, you go there because you want to think, okay, this is what's hot and going with it, but I don't think typical people go to Google Trends to see what's hot and happening in the way that they might hit the Twitter Discover tag, tab, or the way that it's integrated with Facebook, right? And when you search on Google, it's not like they say, here's the trending stuff that happens in the way that, say, Yahoo and sometimes Bing does. So I think Google is looking at, wow, there's great interest in trends. People are wanting to see what's happening. They, you know, potentially this is a we've got rich data around it. But no one knows.
Yeah. Right.
And nobody sort of seeks it out. So, you know, they can tweet it or whatever. And, you know, they could share it, I guess, on Google Plus, but maybe it was, you know, something else that they could do.
This is something, because Google's full of data scientists. So this is something that they like.
But do a search, like go on Topics and search for Nest, right?
Yeah. Okay.
And then hit search, and then now you can go over after it searches, hit the drop down from 2004 to present, your second drop down, switch it over to past 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
This is the new part, right? You could never do this before. Look at an hourly base. Sorry,
right.
With my hands in there. Sorry.
He wants so badly to touch it.
Now go back a bit more. Go back.
This is cool.
Go back up and switch it back to the past day.
All right.
Okay. So now you'll see this spike.
Yeah, the spike in interest
there.
Starting around 10 a.m.
If you take like
a.m.
Trump, you can see sort of the same sort of thing. You see this big, huge spike that comes up with it from there, and then it drops
That's
down.
That's a good one. I like that, Donald. So this is the thing. In some ways, people really value Twitter, right?
But to do this, you see, to find this, you're having to go do that, right? And yes, you could go search for, or trends will surface some stuff up there if you remember that you should go to Google Trends as part of your daily cruise or whatever. But what people do the most at Google every day is use Google.
Boy, look, and, April 2011, something happened with Donald Trump's hair.
Something happened with the hair.
And then December 2011, November 2012. January 2015, and of course, May 2015.
He had a good run there for a while.
Yeah, and then nothing in June. And then, of course, regional interest is mostly U.S. and Alaska. That's Donald Trump's hair. Do you see the fun
2011, now we know Donald Trump's hair care secrets.
Yes.
That's what it was all about.
Yes.
Time magazine, the secret to Donald Trump's hair.
Is that? Oh, you found it, the story.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a bunch of them all about it.
Jeez Louise. amazing, isn't it? I love it that Google shares this kind of stuff, but you're right. I don't know. What do you do with
this? Is a classic Google thing, though. They build these awesome things, and then they just fail to communicate. Nobody knows it exists. And
well,
just
if you watch a show, you do.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, for the general public, I mean, this is, again, you know, to contrast them with Apple. Apple will hold the world's attention and take them through things like
right.
If Apple owned this, the Apple fanboys would be using it 10 times a day. And it's like they have to figure out, they have all these great data scientists, but what they really need is more marketing people or something. I don't know what the solution is.
There's interest in the Swift programming language.
Let me give you an example of this. Go to the Google homepage.
Okay.
All right. And what do you see on the Google homepage? And not everybody goes to the Google homepage, but it's a good point of the attitudes that they have.
They don't show
Google
that at
homepage,
all.
Right, well, you,
they
right.
can have so, a thing that says trending, you know?
Now go to Yahoo's homepage.
Okay. Oh, God.
I know, but go to Yahoo's homepage right. and look in the right corner.
Yeah. Trending now.
And trending now. Now go to Bing's homepage.
Yeah.
And at Bing's homepage, you see what Google potentially could do and they don't do. Right?
These are the they've trends
got,
down here.
They've
the,
got different
the pictures,
trending things that which are would be searching, awesome. And they're putting it there with it from that. And so, you know, if you
why doesn't
if you do
Google do that?
Because no one's thinking about it. It's different teams. You've got a team that's doing trends. You've got a team that's doing search. And no one's thought that we should put the trending stuff into search. And also, you know, to some degree, the team that does search is going to be very protective. It's like, we don't want things on the search page unless, you know, they make a lot of sense to be there.
Right.
So just putting trending stuff up there on the search page, they might not think that they need to do it. But potentially you could. You know, why not if you're searching, not have a little thing saying other things that are trending? Or ideally, if you've done a search for one thing, you might suggest related trending topics that are going on there as well. You could do that sort of thing.
Was this going to be the place that they would put that, Google Plus? Because they do have a trending thing here.
Yeah, but that's stuff that's trending on Google Plus.
Right.
Right. But yes, you could put it into Google Plus as well. But it's tough. It goes back to, I think, one of Google's challenges. It's just not having a strong sense of what goes on in terms of social. They don't have a strong social product. They've got Google Plus and everything, and I know, but it's not the volume and it's not to the degree that people would say turn to Facebook or Twitter. And, you know, for whatever reason, if something trends on Twitter, people talk about it. It's not uncommon for me to see tweets from even just, you know, ordinary users, whatever, was like, wow, this is trending, right? So people are finding that the trending stuff is happening on Twitter. People are finding that trending stuff seems to happen on Facebook, although I don't hear people remark about it so much. And I think Facebook has been kind of belatedly trying to do that. So I get a sense that people have gotten used to kind of turning to Facebook, to Twitter to understand, oh, wow, what's a hot topic? What are people talking about? Because it's a conversational place. What are people talking about on Twitter? I'll hit trends. I'll see like, wow, this is really going on. Facebook has tried to catch into that by having their own little trending box, even though I find Facebook to be less conversational. There's more sharing that's going on there. And then Google Plus, you know, it's more... seems group oriented sometime, and it's not, you know, it just maybe it's just not a fit there for this. What are people talking about, or whatever?
Twitter,
but then if you go to Google search, it's not what people are talking about, but what people are interested in. That's a very powerful thing. That's the whole point of why people are searching. But they just, you know, the best home for it probably is in Google search. They just, for whatever reason, have not thought about implementing it there.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is that, completely agree with you. I mean, Twitter feels like it's a great finger on the pulse kind of a site. It feels like it's the global conversation happening that you're witnessing. It's not really the case because it's dependent entirely upon who you follow and so on. But it feels like this is what everybody's talking about. And the psychology of it is very different. If you go to Facebook, I don't know if you feel this way, but if you go to Facebook, you feel like you want to go back and see what you missed, even though you missed, you know, 88% of it or whatever that they filtered out of your newsfeed. But on Twitter, like, you know, you go there and you just tune into what's going on right now. You don't feel any pressure to go back and see what you missed 4 hours ago or whatever. And so that, you know, and I think that's entirely the result of two factors. One is that it's got a 140 character limitation. So people are forced to be concise, and then you have all these short things going by, and that's something that people can handle. And the second thing is third-party integration. So, you know, for example, you know, a lot of people are using these things. I'm using Tweetbot, for example, which is a stream that I don't have to touch for it to move. It streams by. And that's really important, I think. And that's something that Google Plus used to have. That's something that Facebook sort of kind of has. But for Twitter and apps like Tweetbot, it can just sit there and you can watch the stream go by. And that is a powerful zeitgeist kind of trend watching kind of a feel that I think Google needs to figure out how to implement somewhere.
Well, and one thing that used to be fascinating that Google did, and I'm so old now, but I can't remember if they ever put it out on other people used to do this. You'll remember you used to go to things like the web crawler spy or whatever, and you could watch what people were searching for.
Oh, right. I remember that. That was fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was fascinating. And people used to do it and look at it all the time. Twitter, Google used to do that within their offices. And then they kind of got rid of that later on. The difficulty with something like that is, you know, there's a lot of filtering you got to do because you can reveal sensitive stuff.
Well, and the number one search when I saw it last at Google's offices was Yahoo.
Yeah.
Because people, instead of going to yahoo.com, would just type Yahoo.
And it's always
And they don't, and they like to filter that stuff up. But can you imagine, like, can you imagine if BuzzFeed ran Google and you'd have like an app that would be showing you like in real time what the top searches were happening? You could just go there and you'd be like, oh, this is picking up here, this topic. And, you know, Google Trends almost as an app, and possibly you'd have the ability to share or comment or talk about it. I mean, there's fun stuff you could do with it, which in turn would generate searches, which in turn, you know, is what pays for all the auto driving cars. So, you know, I think there's stuff that they could do. They're just, and, you know, to be fair, I think what they're trying to do with today's announcement is part of that, and trying to better realize we've got this great data. You know, and we know people are interested in it, so we're trying to find a better way to present it out there.